Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. Okay, you're a Giants fan, you're a football fan, and you've been following the internet, Giants.com, and you're all excited about the free agency period. And the Giants have been active to this point, re-signing some of their own players like Stevie Brown, who's coming off an injury, or Tremaine McBride, or Peyton Hillis at running back. But also the Giants going out into the free agent market, identifying linebacker, offensive lineman, and a running back. And I know you're excited about free agency, and it is a time to help reshape your football team. But always remember this. The lifeline of a franchise is always the NFL draft, because that's where you get to bring in young players and make those your core players. You bring in free agents, they help supplement your football team. And there have been times, if you take a look in Giants history, in recent history, guys like Antonio Pierce coming in, or Kareem McKenzie, Sean O'Hara, Antrell Roll, just to name a few, free agents that became core players for the football team. But it always resides in the draft as you look at this entire process. Hey, the Giants have gotten better already this week, but the work isn't done as they prepare for the 2014 season. Keep your eye on the internet. Have fun tracking all this stuff. It's fun. It's great. It keeps you engaged in your favorite football team. It keeps you up to speed on what's going on with the Giants, and it gives you an idea as to then what directions they may look to turn when it comes to the draft, not just in the first round, but the second, third, fourth, fifth round, and right on through the draft, and even the college free agents that they sign. It's not one thing or the other. It's combined that makes a strong football team, and the Giants are off to a good start in 2014. I'm Bob Papa for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective here on Giants.com.